We're back with more of Lake Effect. I'm Audrey Nowakowski.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. David Clark was Milwaukee County's controversial elected sheriff for 15 years. He was recognized nationally for his cowboy hat and his outspoken support of Republican policies, despite winning the office as a registered Democrat.
Clark resigned from the post in 2017 to join a conservative political action committee, and Richard Schmidt took over as acting sheriff. But the position is changing hands again. After winning the election in November, Ernell Lucas will step into the role next month.
The sheriff-elect explains to Lake Effect's Mayon Silver that he's taking inventory of what the department is doing right and what things need a different approach. He says one area of change will be his leadership style.
Well, I'm a one that allows for participation. I want the best and the brightest around me and allow their voices to be heard. Everybody's going to play a role in the future of the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office. And so, again, I'm going to invite those that have ideals, that have some creativity, and certainly that have the desire and commitment to making the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office a better organization to step up and let their voices be heard.
And what are some of the ways that you'll work on law enforcement community relations? Mm-hmm.
Well, besides community engagement, again, the role that Ms. Colas will play is to take our organization and the profession of law enforcement out to the community so that people understand what their role and responsibility is when it comes to encounters with law enforcement, but also what roles we play in this community. And then I'm already starting to meet with the business community, academia, and certainly elected officials both in the city and in the county. And then we have partners at the state level as well as law enforcement and other partners all around the country. So, again, we're going to be working hard to reach across the aisle to provide a hand up to those that are looking for an opportunity to join in the effort to make Milwaukee County strong and safe. And so we're going to be very active in the engagement once we take office.
And what about communities that feel like they're excessively targeted by law enforcement in Milwaukee?
Well, I think I've already started to heal that. They were very supportive of me during the campaign. Many of our immigrant communities and our communities of color really played a strong part in me being elected sheriff. So, again, I've already extended my hand to them. Nothing that I do, nothing that we do will be done without their participation, their knowledge. We can already start to see the trust taking hold, the bridges being built, the partnerships being formed. And again, they're going to play a major role in helping turn around the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office.
And what are some of the concrete things planned in that regard? Anything specific?
Well, again, establishing partnerships, having them come in to the sheriff's office, sit on panels, advisory boards, the like that. Certainly going out to communities, speaking about what their roles is as residents, members of this community, as well as the role that we have. And then inviting them to take us where they go, because, again, if they can now go into neighborhoods and the places where we previously could not go and say that there's a new Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office here and it's one that we can work with, I think that that's some of the concrete steps that we can start taking.
And it seems, I mean, the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Department serves a different role than the Milwaukee City Police Department, but is there going to be communication, and what kind of communication?
Well, that's a good question. That's part of our mission, to go out there and educate people. What is it that the roles are of the Sheriff's Department? Historically, we've had the responsibility for the airports, the courts, the freeways, the jail, and the parks. And moving forward, we're going to still continue to have those responsibilities. But we're going to make clear to the people in this community that, again, these are what our responsibilities and duties are. These are the things that you can help play a part in helping us keep our community safe. But more importantly, we'll reach across over to the Milwaukee Police Department and help them in any kind of way to educate the public as to what their function and their role is in our community and helping make our community safe.
And of those areas, you know, the airport, the lakefront, the parks, the courthouses, are there particular target areas that you're going to be focusing on? Is there a particular area of need?
Well, we've seen violence erupt on our freeway systems here in the past week. We've had some incidents in our courtrooms. And then back during the warmer days, warmer months, we had some incidents in our parks. Listen, no place is immune from time and opportunity happening. But what we've got to ensure is that we're doing our very best to provide the level of service that the people of Milwaukee County truly deserve. And that, again, that we're utilizing the best in technology, the best in training, and certainly equipping our officers the very best we possibly can to go out there to do the job to make our community a better place.
Is there going to be a change in tactics to reduce deputy-involved shootings?
Let me say this. We're going to do everything we can to provide our officers with the training that's needed to do their jobs. You know, law enforcement is a much tougher job today than it ever was when I was a young officer. They're encountering more guns. They're encountering more individuals that might be either under the influence and more individuals that are just disposed to be indifferent to law enforcement. We've got to equip our officers and our deputies to be better prepared to respond to those challenges, employ techniques of de-escalation and other things. But most importantly, I've got to ensure that my people are safe as well. No sheriff, no police chief wants to call a family of a loved one and say that your loved one won't be coming home. So again, we have an awesome responsibility. We have an awesome duty. And those young officers are under a lot more pressure than they ever were in my day. And so we've got to work to give them the best possible tools to be safe and also to keep the public safe.
Former Sheriff Clark came under fire for deaths at the Milwaukee County Jail, as well as allegations of civil rights abuses there. Do you have ideas for dealing with issues at the jail?
Well, again, we're going to start with a perspective that everyone deserves to be treated humanely. Everyone's going to be treated with dignity and respect. We're going to provide personnel in the jail, medical providers that are concerned about the whole individual that comes in with pre-existing conditions where the jail may not be a place for them to be confined. We're also not going to house those persons that have mental health challenges that, again, where jail is not a place. We're going to provide wellness for those persons housed in our jail. Because my goal is, ultimately, is that an individual who finds him or herself in the jail, that once they leave the jail after being before a judge or making bail, that they not return to that jail. And again, so we've got to help equip them with the tools that they can use so that when they get back out. So we've got a lot of things in mind how we can make that period in which they're in jail one where, again, we're helping them so that when they go back out, that they don't return again.
So there's going to be an emphasis on assisting in rehabilitation by the Sheriff's Department?
I would say that there's a focus there that was there at one point, was removed, and now I think it needs to return. I've already talked with a number of groups that have programs and opportunities that they can provide inmates for the period that they are in custody at the jail, and tools to help them that when they get out that they can reconnect with their families, reconnect with jobs and other opportunities, and more importantly, avoid those behaviors that found themselves winding up in our jail.
So does this mostly have to do with jail administration policy changes, or on the ground, how is it going to look?
It's a multifaceted approach. Again, our patrol efforts are one that we've got to patrol in communities and ensure that we're not just arresting individuals who, for whatever reason, diversion might be a better alternative to whatever problem that they may have. But then you're right. Once individuals come into custody at our jail, we've got to be able to provide a place where those individuals have opportunities so that when they get back out in the community, that they have the tools and are equipped to avoid returning to our jail.
And for a while, the Sheriff's Department was in charge of both the House of Correction and the Milwaukee Jail. Are you going to come up with any ideas based on what's happening at the House of Correction? Because I know they have like yoga programs, they have various programs of rehabilitation there. Is that something that the Milwaukee County Jail is going to try to work on?
Well, we're two separate entities, but I'm certainly looking forward to working with the folks out at the House of Correction. They have programs and practices in place that can help us. And if we have programs and practices in place that can help them, I'm about partnering so that we can learn from one another and provide better services in our facilities.
So do you think there will be a big change in environment in the Milwaukee County Jail?
I'm confident that with the leaders that we're bringing in place, as well as a renewed commitment to treating everyone with dignity and respect, as well as an opportunity for everybody to just do their jobs, not worry about looking over their backs, worrying about what's going to happen to them, but just focus on getting the job done. Yes, there's going to be a change in the culture and the attitude in the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office.
Finally, what is your position on whether or not the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Department will cooperate with ICE?
I had made clear that I am not going to honor those requests that come from ICE. I am even more convinced now that that does nothing but drive a wedge in our community. A request from ICE is just that, a request. If an individual is brought into my facility under local charges, and once he or she satisfies, either released by a magistrate and or a bail is posted, that individual is going to be released from my custody. We have no desire or intention to hold individuals, because by doing so, we also could be violating rights of an individual to an unlawful search and seizure. So again, we will not be honoring those requests.
Any other big changes that we should know about?
Well, I say look for us to be more in the community. Again, we talked about what the core roles and responsibilities of the sheriff's office is. But look for us to be more actively engaged in partnerships with other law enforcement agencies. Look for us to be engaged in more partnerships with the community. And certainly look for us to find more ways and better ways to make Milwaukee County strong and make Milwaukee County safe.
Ernell Lucas is the Milwaukee County Sheriff-elect. He succeeds Interim Sheriff Richard Schmidt, who filled out the term of longtime Sheriff David Clark. Lucas spoke with Lake Fex Mayon Silver.